1 Corinthians chapter 6. Does any one of you who has a case against another dare to be judged before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy of the smallest judgments? Do you not know that we will judge angels, not to mention things of this life? If then you hold judgments over things of this life, do you seat as judges those who are of no account in the church? I say this to your shame. So there is no one wise among you who will be able to discern between his brothers? But brother goes to court with brother, and this before unbelievers. Already then it is altogether a defeat to you that you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded? But you wrong and defraud, and this your brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be led astray. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, not drunkards, not revilers, not the rapacious, will inherit the kingdom of God. And these things were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Foods are for the stomach, and the stomach for foods, but God will bring to naught both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord, and will raise us up through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Absolutely not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body? For, he says, the two shall be one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin which a man may do is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price? So then glorify God in your body.